Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, August 29th, 2016, start of a brand new week. Also happens to be my birthday. Also the birthday of Michael Jackson, which really kind of blows that whole astrology thing out of the water. And I've been informed it's also the birthday of Senator John McCain, which really blows that whole astrology thing out of the water. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, but unfortunately, Vonage has messed up the toll-free line again. So grab a paper and pencil. I'm going to give you three numbers that you can call to possibly get on through and talk with us today. And those numbers are 512-716-1603, 512-716-1883, and 512-716-1897. So hopefully that will get you in here, and you know, we just have all this stuff that we need to be dealing with. And it's been a bad, hard way to, day all around, because I got up this morning and normally I have a dual monitor set up. One of the monitors had died, and because they were both the same model bought at the same time, and because we live in a world of planned obsolescence, I figured the second monitor is going to go any second. So my unexpected birthday present to myself are going to be another pair of monitors to keep this whole system running just a little bit longer. So if I sound a little cranky and grumpy, that's why. Now, getting on to the news, we have some really nasty storms out here. Hurricane Madeline, which is heading toward Hawaii, but it's swinging south, but we're going to start getting wind and rain from that tomorrow. Then there's Hurricane Lester, which is still headed right for us at the moment. And the local media is going on and on about how this is just so inconvenient for President Obama, because he's coming into town for Wednesday night, and the World Conservation Congress starting on Thursday, and they may have to be dealing with inclement weather. So between Obama's motorcade, the weather, and the construction of the light rail, traffic's going to be a nightmare in Honolulu, and I'm just glad I don't have to go anywhere near that part of town. And I have a message for the United States Secret Service. If you're going to come on by and harass the food distribution group again, bring some food this time. I mean, come on. Have a little bit of a heart and soul out there. Well, the scandals continue to swirl around Ms. Hillary Clinton. And a lot of people are reporting on all of these emails that have come on out showing that there was a pay-for-play operation going on while she was Secretary of State. That if you wanted any business before the Secretary of State, how you got in was you first made a donation to the Clinton Foundation. Pay-for-play. It's corruption. It's flat-out corruption. It's a violation of federal law. And in the good old days, this scandal would be filed under gross conflict of interest and government corruption. Today, the corporate media says, that's just news. Not worth talking about. This is business as usual. I mean, after all, the Clintons have been doing pay for play that we know of all the way back to Bill Clinton's presidency with the Commerce Department. So you should all be used to it by now. This is how these things are handled. If you want access to the government, you start off with a huge, huge donation, which most of us cannot do, obviously. And if Hillary Clinton was running the State Department on, you know, large cash donations, open the doors, she's going to do the same thing with the White House. Ordinary Americans are not going to have any access to the administration if Hillary steals the White House. The doors are only going to open for millionaires and billionaires. Now, apparently, one of the emails that has come on out was showing how the Clinton Foundation, after getting a huge donation, was trying to arrange a meeting between the donor and the president of China. That's how far their tentacles are reaching around the globe. It's just a huge, huge corrupt mess. Now, journalist Adam Davidson, who writes the New York Magazine, and he has his own show on NPR, says the Clinton Foundation is all about buying access. It's gross. And he says right now Hillary Clinton is beholden to scumbags around the world. And that is a big problem. These people did not donate to her campaign and to the foundation out of the goodness of their heart and a desire to do well in the world. They're expecting something back at your expense. Now, remember Charles Ortel? He did an analysis of the Clinton Foundation and said it is clearly a fraudulent charity. It's a slush fund. And starting on the evening of September 6th, 2016, Charles Ortel is going to release one by one the 40 exhibits that he has proving that the Clinton Foundation is a fraud, that it's not really a charity, that it's only done a token nod toward charitable work for the sake of public appearances. And other than that, it's just a huge slush fund, and everybody in Washington, D.C. is dipping in on it. Now, Hillary Clinton is out there trying to replay the scare tactics of the Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s, and she's out there describing Vladimir Putin as the godfather of extreme nationalism. Now, to the New World Order people, nationalism is the bad guy. Oh, people who love their own country over other countries, we can't have that. And so Hillary Clinton is blaming Putin for this sudden surge among people all over the world to want to put their country's interests ahead of everybody else. Well, that's only natural. I mean, here in the United States of America, what we have in terms of this nation was built generation after generation after generation after generation of the American people with the objective that this would be our legacy to the next generation of American people. This is our children's inheritance that we have built. And Hillary wants to basically take our inheritance for our children and barter it away to illegal immigrants and refugees in exchange for their votes. We're going to do a little shout out here to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And a reminder again, Vonage has lost our toll-free number. And there are three numbers I'm going to give you if you want to call into the show. Area code 512-716-1603. Area code 512-716-1883. Area code 512-716-1897. And you might as well save that little slip of paper, because I have a feeling, based on my own experience with Vonage, it's not going to work out. All these incompatibilities. Now, Hillary is going even further, and she is now trying to blame Vladimir Putin is behind the alt-right conspiracy against her. They're calling it alt-right, but this is just basically a repackaging of the vast right-wing conspiracy that Hillary Clinton invented, trying to deflect allegations of Bill Clinton's philandering with Paula Jones. And as we know, it turned out it had all really happened. But that was her defense. Oh, it's a vast right-wing conspiracy. There's nothing there. They're a bunch of kooks and wackos. And that's what they're doing with this alt-right. The word doesn't even really have a meaning to it. It's just a phrase. Oh, they're just alt-right. It's a way of dismissing people, like the phrase conspiracy theory, which they're using all over the place. And again, it's just part of, like, political correctness. It's a tactic to stifle and repress any reports that are critical of Hillary Clinton, her State Department career, the email server, the corruption, pay for play, and her health. We're going to grab ourselves a phone call here. Dave in Etheric, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, aloha there, Michael. I've got three things. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you,
Second
sir.
Of all, I'm glad you like my idea of registering as a Democrat defeat this stuff. I had another thought on that. We actually have another incentive for doing that. Since they're over-polling Democrats to get these corporate media polls, we can start to skew that if we start registering a bunch of people as Democrats that are planning on voting for Trump. And when the pollsters call you, you tell them, I'm voting for Trump. And the last thing that I've got, I'm working on a cybersecurity survival guide at crucialnonsense.com. I think I've covered about everything. I've certainly gotten a lot of inspiration off what really happened. So have a look at that, everybody. Send me questions, comments, feedback. I want to make that the most comprehensive online survival guide possible, because we have a lot of criminals and a lot of bad stuff out there. And a little bit of common sense, you can be a little bit safer. That's all I got, Michael. I'll let you get back to it. 7-3.
All right. Thank you very much here. And email me that URL so I can look at it and link to it from whatreallyhappened.com, because the scammers and cyber criminals, they're just completely out of control. It's a tsunami of cybercrime, about which the U.S. government isn't doing a single thing about, probably because they're getting a piece of the action. So, Dave, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, interestingly enough, Claire and I were watching a TV show last night, and it had a whole bunch of these Hillary commercials. Actually, it was just one commercial being played over and over and over and over again, trying to sell the message that Trump's temper and his tendency to speak his mind might provoke war with Russia. And it was kind of weak. I don't think it's going to get a lot of traction, mostly because we're seeing Hillary Clinton is clearly laying the foundation for increasing hostility with Russia. And Hillary Clinton and Vladimir Putin aren't the best of friends. She's out there blaming him for everything at this point. And she's making a bad situation worse. Hillary Clinton is very much in favor of war with Russia and war with China to try and reassert the U.S. dollar's hegemonic domination over the world economy. And it's not working. It's already crumbling. But they can't give up. So let's get on to Hillary Clinton's health issues, because it's a legitimate concern. We're seeing this story, a brain-damaged U.S. president with finger on the nuclear button. And they're raising a very serious reality here. Hillary Clinton herself says she gets brain short circuits. Huma Abedin, in a State Department email, said Hillary Clinton gets confused. She's forgetful. She's on serious medications that can affect how you think. And it's a serious, serious possibility. If we have a president with dementia, anything could happen. Now, I understand we're supposedly protected by the two-man rule, but we know that Hillary is going to surround herself with nothing but parasitic sycophants, in other words, yes men and yes women, who will do whatever she tells them to do. This is very, very dangerous. Now, Dr. Bob Lahida, he's the chairman of the Department of Medicine in Newark Beth Israel Medical Center, and he's called on TV a lot, CBS, MSNBC, ABC, and Fox, and he's out there saying, concerns over Hillary's health is not just a conspiracy theory. There are legitimate questions that need to be asked, and the American people have a right to know that whoever's sitting in that Oval Office is thinking clearly. Now, in the past, presidents' medical problems have been hidden from the public. They hid John F. Kennedy's back injury. They hid Roosevelt's polio. But those didn't affect their ability to make decisions. On the other hand, they did hide the fact that during Ronald Reagan's second term, he was descending into Alzheimer's. And that was a disservice to the American people. And, of course, George Herbert Walker Bush was in the background actually running things as Reagan began to deteriorate. Now, the Huffington Post has gone on a grand purge. They're deleting all the articles posted on their site questioning Hillary's health, and they have terminated one of their contributors who was writing articles saying there's an issue here that we need to look at. And this happening just days after Dr. Drew was canned from headline news for the same reason. The dictatorship is fully on display. If you say bad things about Hillary, you will not be allowed to continue your job in the corporate media. Welcome to my world. Now, okay, the Pastor Scott over on MSNBC was relating the story about how this whole Obama birther issue was made up by Hillary Clinton's campaign in the 2008 elections. Joy Reid just blows a gasket and cuts the guest off. They don't want any of this stuff coming on out, because Hillary's out there. Hillary literally came on out and said Donald Trump was behind the Obama birther conspiracy. And it was her. She has no shame. Hillary's out there right now using the shooting death of Seth Rich to push for more gun control. Now, Donald Trump has hurled a defy, saying that he has absolutely no problem releasing his detailed medical records. This is in response to CNN trying to reverse this whole thing by saying, well, we know Hillary Clinton's in perfect health. What about Donald Trump? Boy, he sure looks like he's on death's door. He's about ready to fall over. No, he isn't. He's bounding around those stages and podiums. He's got energy. He's very clearly healthy. And he's out there saying, I'll release all of my detailed medical records if Hillary will. And Hillary's campaign is so far mum on that one. All they've got is a single letter written by a doctor saying, absolutely without any question, Hillary Clinton is suited to serve as president of the United States of America, which I'm not willing to accept without some kind of backdrop, especially when you remember that doctor who just got put in jail for 45 years for telling perfectly healthy people they had cancer so that he could sell them chemotherapy and radiation treatments. So just because somebody has MD after their name does not automatically make them an honest person. Doctors can be bought. The vaccine companies are doing it all the time. Now, there's a story that is coming out of, USHerald.com. Some of the documents about Benghazi that were supposed to have been turned over to congressional investigators and never were. It was claimed they had simply disappeared and vanished. They have been found hidden in Hillary's deleted email file. For all of Hillary's caution, she was using this bleach bit erasure tool, and she still missed some stuff. And they found these Benghazi documents in the deleted email file. Now, the Judge Dimitrolis gave the State Department until September 13th to review the emails and turn over anything that is responsive to the various Freedom of Information Act lawsuits that have been filed regarding what happened at Benghazi. The State Department is saying they're not going to be able to produce any of these emails until, oh, somewhere after November 9th, making it very obvious that this is politicized. I have a solution. Let's have the State Department turn over the emails as they find them, so at least part of them are available for the voters to see. This idea that we have to wait until they have searched them all out and they turn them over in a lump, conveniently after the election, I don't think so. Remember what Richard Nixon used to say, it's not the crime that gets you, it's that cover-up. There was even a commentator on Fox News earlier today saying that's what Hillary's problem is. It isn't what she did at the State Department. It isn't the corruption at the Clinton Foundation. It's the perception of a massive cover-up in which the corporate media is now seen as totally complicit. They're literally destroying their own credibility in their efforts to support Hillary Clinton. Now, the State Department is also saying that they're refusing to release Hillary Clinton's State Department calendar, who she met, when, where, how, and why, until after the election. Again, we're looking at a serious cover-up by the State Department trying to protect Hillary Clinton. So we're looking at all of this stuff that's piling on up. Assange is saying the next WikiLeaks data dump is going to be a game changer. We're finding more of this email coming out of the FBI story. We're seeing very open corporate media bias against Donald Trump. And now we're finding out, of course, that the corporate media have been among her biggest donors. Whatever happened to We Report, You Decide? Whatever happened to fairness and objectivity? Whatever happened to journalistic integrity is what I want to know. Because it does seem to be gone. I mean, I took a journalism course in college. And back then, admittedly long ago, fairness, objectivity, those were the hallmarks. Not anymore. You're either with Hillary Clinton or you're out of a job, is the message they're handing on down. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. I'm not hearing the music. There it is.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760. Or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So let's start taking a closer look at Hillary's closest associate and aide, Huma Abedin. Boy, it's a rough day for her. She's looking at she's under investigation herself. Now it's come on out that she also violated Title 18, Section 793 by leaving classified information on the front seat of her car. And now it turns on out, apparently Huma Abedin's mother was involved with the publication of this book that is seen as very anti-woman. And basically was out there saying the merits of sexual submissiveness, child marriage, lashings and stonings for adulterous women, genital mutilation. Said the only way, the only place where Muslim women have a right to participate alongside men is in violent jihad. So that's coming on out. And you have to wonder what the heck is going on. What are these people thinking? Remember Anthony Weiner and his wiener? And that huge sexting scandal? He was sending pictures of his private parts to women who did not want the attention, and it cost him his career in Congress. You'd think this guy would have learned his lesson, but apparently no. he's still doing it. And the New York Post broke this story about how Anthony Weiner was sending inappropriate sexual messages to a woman who did not want them, including pictures of his tumescent state, clothed, but still obviously tumescent, with his infant son right next to him. And you got to wonder what's going on. Now, Huma Abedin has finally said enough is enough. They're going for a separation. Yeah. You think maybe it's time for that? But here's what I'm wondering, and I've brought this up before. We're seeing this very bizarre behavior coming out of politicians. Sometimes it seems like they can't control their impulses. And maybe it's because growing up with wealth and privilege, they never learned that they had to. But we also know that a lot of people are on prescription antidepressants. And we know that prescription antidepressants, one of the symptoms, is poor control of impulses. Some of which will result in suicide or mass violence. But it's not an either-or situation. It's a continuum. And we already documented how the per capita increase in domestic violence parallels the per capita increase in the use of prescription antidepressants. And I think it's a legitimate question to ask if the pharmaceutical corporations are literally drugging us into aberrant behavior. I mean, for Weiner to first of all do this all over again when his wife is so publicly visible, for Weiner to do this when it opens him up for blackmail, to do it with his kid lying on the bed right next to him, this doesn't strike me as normal behavior. Maybe it's normal for a member of Congress. I don't know. But I'm willing to give Anthony the benefit of the doubt here and say that he's suffering from a pharmacological effect. With the permission and blessing of his doctor and the local pharmacy. But I think there's a serious, serious problem with these medications. And it goes beyond mass violence and suicide. It's affecting all of our behavior. Road rage, bar fights, violence in general, sexually inappropriate behavior. It needs to be looked at. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King's niece is endorsing Donald Trump. Came on out, Dr. Evita King said that his plan for the black community is promising. She fully agrees with many things that Trump is saying. There's a lot of support for Donald Trump among the black population, primarily based on a sentiment echoed by the Black Lives Matter leadership that Hillary Clinton may say all the right things that the black voters want to hear, but they understand she'll never keep her word. That is just the way Hillary Clinton is. Now, as you know, we're coming up on the debates. We know that Hillary is probably going to be using one of these earpieces so that Donald Trump... Whoops! Got to take a break here. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just scratch yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as I was starting to say before we went into the commercial break here, as you know, we're coming up on the debates. We are hearing reports that Hillary is going to be using an in-ear transceiver so that Donald Trump will not be debating Hillary Clinton. He'll be debating a whole room full of Hillary advisors. And we already know from leaks coming out from the Hillary campaign, their strategy is going to be to cause Donald Trump to lose his temper, which is not supposed to be a very good thing to see somebody do. Coming back on the other side, though, we have this article that came out of beforeitsnews.com saying that Donald Trump can sink Hillary Clinton by just mentioning six specific emails in the upcoming debates that talk about her handling of Benghazi. now that those have surfaced again, those are a potent, potent weapon. Now, WikiLeaks just held a poll talking about national security, and it's in response to that U.S. Army presentation that listed Hillary Clinton as an insider threat to the security of the nation. The slide's been taken down, it's been Orwellized, but the Army confirmed, yes, it was real. It wasn't some hoax made up by Hillary Clinton's enemies. It was really there. So WikiLeaks had this poll. Who is the biggest threat to national security? And they had Hillary Clinton, Julian Assange, Chelsea Manning, and Edward Snowden. And needless to say, Hillary Clinton, landslide victory, 86%. She is the biggest threat to national security. And Hillary's shills were inside this poll saying, well, it should be Donald Trump. He's not even on the list. He's the biggest threat to national security. He's stealing every secret of the United States and sending it to Vladimir Putin, which is nonsense. Donald Trump does not have a security clearance. He doesn't work in government. He's not in a position to betray secrets the way Hillary Clinton was. Now, a lot of people are coming back and they're trying to attack Donald Trump on his immigration position. And they're saying, oh, he's waffling, he's changing his mind. And Trump came on out and said, no. If he wins the White House, he's going to deport illegal immigrants immediately. And this is not an issue of race. It's not an issue of tolerance. It's an issue of the legality of their being here at all. And all Donald Trump is saying, this country has a right to a reasonable immigration policy where everybody who wants to come to this country goes through that process of being vetted to find out if they have contagious diseases, to find out if they have criminal records, to find out if they're fleeing prosecution from their home country. In other words, a reasonable immigration policy is only going to allow people to immigrate to this country who will be a benefit to our economy and our society. And this ridiculous open door policy that George Soros and his friends are pushing has led to these incredible disasters all over Europe. Because when you have an open door policy, what you're getting are not the best representatives of those source countries. You're getting people who couldn't make it at home. You're getting people who are fleeing criminal prosecution. You're getting people who are being lured into Europe and the United States because they're being told if they can get here, there's going to be all kinds of free stuff for them to have. And people with that mindset are not going to be a benefit to our society. They're coming in with a sense of entitlement. Over in Germany, a lot of their refugees are saying, no, we don't have to get jobs. We're Merkel's guests. They're supposed to be taking care of us. That's what they were told to get them to make their trip. Now, there's a new phenomenon out there called the Trumpocrats. And that is being seen among members of the Democratic Party. Lifelong members of the Democratic Party are leaving the Democratic Party. And they don't want to call themselves Republicans, but they're calling themselves Trumpocrats. Large numbers of them are those who are very angry at what happened to Bernie Sanders and the very obvious machinations of the Democratic National Committee and Hillary's campaign to keep Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. And remember, there was a study done that said had the DNC and Hillary not stolen all the primary votes that they had, Bernie Sanders would have won the nomination in a landslide. And these lifelong Democrats are deserting the party for ideological reasons as well. The Democrats used to be the party of the blue-collar workers. And today, the Democrats are the party of pandering to illegal immigrants, refugees, and supporting the big banks. Now, the Republicans are doing the same thing, but that was always a point of their identity. That's what we're here for. Clinton has lost 7 points in 3 days in the national polling. The corporate media is still quoting polls from a week ago to say that Hillary is way out in front and you Trump voters don't even bother showing up on election day. Don't worry, we'll vote on your behalf. We've got your registrations. We'll make sure that a vote gets cast in your name. Now, as you know, one of the lawsuits that is moving forward is a class action lawsuit on behalf of all the Bernie Sanders supporters who are suing the Democratic National Committee for the return of all their campaign donations because of the fraud that was perpetrated against their candidate and against their interests. And interestingly enough, when the one of the recent court cases, the lawyers and the plaintiffs came on out to be interviewed by the media, and a Department of Homeland Security truck parked by the curb, totally empty, the horn started blaring over and over and over again to make it impossible for the media to interview these lawyers. I mean, the childishness of such behavior to try and deny these people their right to tell the world what's going on here. Now, Representative Steny Hoyer is out there saying that Trump as president would be dangerous for Israel. And he thinks it would be perilous for Israel if Donald Trump were to become America's next commander-in-chief. Harumph, harumph, harumph. Okay. If Steny Hoyer is so worried about Israel instead of the country he is standing on, I think it's time we start a crowdfunding movement to buy Steny Hoyer and all these other Israel firsters a one-way ticket to Israel. Let's round them all up, put them in a cargo plane, and just drop them on Tel Aviv. If they are so much in love with Israel and want to put Israel's interests first and foremost in their mind, let them. We just don't need them here anymore. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jeff in Idaho, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Here's a thing that you're just talking about, known as the McCarran-Walter Act, the Immigration Act, naturalization of 1952. Here's the paragraph. Suspension of entry or imposition of restriction by president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, the president may, by promulgation, for such period as shall be deemed necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens of any class, aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or imposed on the entry of aliens any restriction he may deem to be appropriate. Jimmy Carter in 79 used it to basically keep out 15,000 Iranians. So that's the one thing you should look up. It's called the McCarran-Walter Act, the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1952. This is from Chris in Las Vegas. He sent me an email on this a couple days ago.
Yeah, no, we talked about this before and in the context of this idea where the American people were saying we have a right to close the border to all these immigrants coming in from Mexico, and the liberals were out there saying, no, the law is we have to let them in. And that turned out to be complete nonsense. The president does have the authority, has had the authority since 1952 to simply say, we're going to close the borders to this particular class of people. They're carrying contagious diseases, we're not going to let them in. If they've got criminal records in their home countries, we're not going to let them in. But Obama is fully on board with this New World Order agenda. They want to destroy the identity of our nation to make it easier to blur it with the rest of the planet. I mean, we're seeing all these people come on out and saying that the dilution of white America is a good thing. And no, it isn't. It's just they're out there thinking they have the right to play God with the rest of the planet and just try this little experiment in social engineering. And when you look back at the history of all the social engineering experiments done by the liberals going all the way back to Margaret Mead and coming of age of Samoa, the record of failure after failure after failure is a red warning sign. It's time to stop tinkering with humanity. Because coming of age in Samoa, which is the foundation of that whole liberal philosophy that allows them to tinker with our lives, was a hoax. It was a fraud. It was an absolute academic piece of crud. Right. And it's been discredited over and over again, but the liberals won't give up on it.
Yeah, the talking point is that Jimmy Carter used this as the Democratic president to get rid of 15,000 Iranians. I'm just saying that's the angle of the talking point.
It's a valid talking point.
Right. That's all I got. Thanks.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, the FBI has issued a warning saying that the FBI has found evidence showing at least two state election systems have been penetrated by hackers in recent weeks. And the FBI has issued warnings to all these election areas. You've got to tighten your security. We are detecting hackers are already breaking into the electronic voting machines. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Because on the corporate media coverage of this story, they're saying the FBI found foreign hackers. That's not what the FBI said. They just said these election systems are being hacked. They didn't use foreigners. In fact, they don't have the information to know where the hacks came from. The corporate media is still out there pushing, this is all Russia. Russia's doing this. Russia's breaking in. So forth and so on. And it's kind of weird that this came out because, as you know, last week, President Barack Obama came on out and said, the idea that American elections are in any way not accurate and honest and trustworthy, that's just a wacky conspiracy theory. You guys, the idea that our elections are crooked. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Meanwhile, story coming on out here from shtfplan.com. In the 2012 presidential elections, almost 2.8 million individuals were registered to vote in more than one state. And 1.8 million registered voters at the time of the election were actually dead. These figures came from the Pew Center on the States study entitled Inaccurate, Costly, and Inefficient Evidence that America's Voter Registration System Needs an Upgrade. They're describing it as glitches and errors. No, it isn't. It's fraud. This is the crookedest election in U.S. history. This election is so crooked, they're having to screw those ballots into those ballot boxes. Now, as you know, Obama came on out in his attempt to reassure us that we can trust the results in November. Good luck on that one. Assigned the Department of Homeland Security to secure the election process and somehow make it proof from fraud. Okay? Here's where it gets interesting. Some of the key swing states are refusing. They're saying, we don't want you coming in and looking at, we have our own internal security people and we can absolutely assure you these elections are going to be honest and fair and we don't need you looking over our shoulder. So, and let's be honest, from Hillary's point of view, she can't win the White House without cheating. She couldn't win the nomination without cheating. Do you think she's all of a sudden going to develop some kind of traits of honesty and fairness and allow an honest election in November? Of course not. She's got enough money through that slush fund called the Clinton Foundation where she can buy her way to the White House, and that's exactly what she's going to do. And the only way we can stop her is to produce such an overwhelming landslide for Donald Trump that attempting to reverse it will be so obvious it'll trigger a revolution in this country. And I don't want to see that. But we do seem to be headed that way. This election is not about Hillary versus Trump. It's not about Republican versus Democrat or liberal versus conservative. It's about the establishment against we the people and who's actually in control of this country. This election is about a ruling narcocracy whose wealth and power traces back to the Iran-Contra scandal of the 1980s and all that cocaine money and corruption that resulted and lingers to this very day. They don't want to give that up. That's what this election is about. It's bringing this country back to law and order. It's about getting rid of corruption. It's about making America great again. So let's talk about the war zones here. Joe Biden, as you know, was over in Turkey trying to make nice with Erdogan and, you know, kiss and make up after that failed coup. And Biden came on back and said, yeah, it's all going to work out. It's going to be fine. At which point, Erdogan started bombing U.S.-supported terrorists in Syria, leaving Biden with a very, very red face, as he richly deserves. Now, Turkey is inside Syria. They're dropping bombs. They've killed at least 25. And the Syrian government is basically condemning this incursion into ISIS-held border areas and saying it's tantamount to a declaration of war. They're starting to use that W word. Turkey's invasion of Syria, for whatever reason they want to put out in the public, it amounts to an act of war. So's the U.S. incursion. The U.S. doesn't have any business being inside Syria. So now Erdogan has telephoned Vladimir Putin because Russia is apparently very angry at Turkey for sticking its nose into Syria. And so Erdogan said, I'm going to call my good friend Putin. We're going to sort this all out. And Putin did take the phone call, but based on comments coming out of the Kremlin, it was not very productive. And I have a feeling that Erdogan has grown a little too big for his britches in the eyes of Putin, and Putin basically slapped him down. But it's definitely a chaotic situation over there. All righty, we're going to be taking another commercial break here very soon. When we come on back, more information about Turkey and those nuclear weapons at Incirlik. That issue may be about to resolve itself. Not necessarily all good or all bad, but we'll talk about that when we come back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike,
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about the situation at Turkey's Incirlik Air Base, which has been under lockdown in a no-fly zone ever since the failed coup against Erdogan. And there was concern expressed for the 50 B-61 gravity nuclear bombs being stored there, just 70 miles from the Syrian border. And those bombs were put there to basically wag at Russia, to remind Russia that we can drop mushroom clouds on them whenever we want. And the concern was Erdogan was in a position to commandeer some of those weapons and thereby create a new nuclear power in the Middle East to rival Israel. Well, that problem appears to be winding down, because Turkey is now indicating that they want not only the United States, but Great Britain's Royal Air Force off of that base. And they're asking the U.S. to remove the nuclear weapons, so that aspect is coming down. But behind it all, we're seeing indications that Turkey may be getting ready to leave NATO and pivot even further toward Russia. Now, Iran has had a little bit of an upset with the United States. Apparently, the U.S. sent in what was being described as a radar-evading unmanned aerial vehicle that tried to enter Iranian airspace from Afghanistan. It was immediately detected, and the Iranian army issued a warning that it was going to be shot down, and the U.S. left the area. So much for the theory that it's radar-evading. Over in Yemen, there's been another explosion. It's being blamed on a suicide bombing. 60 dead. And somebody called up and said, "We're ISIS. We did it. It's all our fault. Come and get us." So forth and so on. Now, the Philippines is out there raising the stakes in the South China Sea, promising a bloody confrontation with China over that South China Sea. They're looking for any excuse to get this war going on behalf of their masters in the United States, which is really what it's all about. If you actually look at these islands in Google Earth, there just isn't all that much there. This is like when Great Britain went to war over the Falkland Islands, and most of what they were fighting over were sheep. But the real goal here is for the U.S. to get into a conflict with China in order to force the world to stop using that yuan and go back to using that U.S. dollar. Over in Israel, where apparently they thought we weren't paying attention, Israeli intelligence officers accompanied a bunch of extremist settlers in raiding the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is one of the major holy sites for Islam. And these settlers and these intelligence officers forced their way into the mosque. Nobody got hurt, but Netanyahu is clearly trying to start a war. We'll be back after station identification.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years. And its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened, with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea.